Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey joins us on today's program to provide an update on the latest issues surrounding the ag industry. What is really the latest in efforts to try and get the water in better shape here throughout the state?
Yeah, so we're right in the midst now of a sign-up period that's statewide for mostly cover crops, but it's also strip-till, no-till, nitrification inhibitors that will help increase our ability to hold those nutrients onto the farm. So it's phosphorus in controlling erosion, it's nitrates when we're talking cover crops and nitrification inhibitors. We continue to see good signups. We actually are ahead of the pace a year ago and the number of signups right now. This is a cost share program. So the farmer will pay half the cost and will pay half the cost for somebody who hasn't tried cover crops before to try cover crops. This is the fourth year of that program, so we've had 3 years of first-time users. We're a little nervous whether there's that many other folks that haven't tried it yet, as well as the economics in ag is a little tougher now. But we still see a growing interest, and a growing interest in wetlands and the other practices. So we're very encouraged amount of interest. We see a lot of urban conservation going on too. Look at permeable paving and rain gardens and other kinds of things. So we feel very good about the amount of effort, but we got a big state and it's going to take a lot of effort to make that difference in water quality over the long term.
When you mentioned the tough economic status is due in large part to the fact where corn and bean prices have been, and this year might not be any different. What is really the harvest looking like as you project forward towards the fall, and really what are you hearing about the crop statewide?
You know, for the most part, folks are very happy with how their crops looks. I talked to some folks earlier this week that said they had their best crop ever a year ago, and in some cases they think this one almost looks better. Now, again, we're only in July, you know, and things can change between now and harvest. Winds can come, lots of things can happen, but they're very happy with how things look right now. So I think the way we talk about corn ratings, it's a good to excellent corn versus corn that's not as good to excellent or not as good as that. Our ratings right now show us with potentially a better crop than last year. So we're excited as we look towards it. We're going to have to find a place to put it. We got to have bin space, and we're hearing that lots of places. So we are seeing those grain prices soften up as the buyers realize there may be plenty of grain out there to buy.
Well, and what do you think it's going to take, especially knowing that it's going to be good news in that sense? What is it going to take to help those farmers that are still struggling because of the low prices?
Well, first of all, a big crop helps. So if you multiply your price times $225 bushel versus 175 bushel, that helps. So a big crop is going to be important to everybody. And we have parts of Iowa that probably won't have a big crop or won't have any more than last year, and a lot lower price. We certainly need to continue to grow the demand out there. So hopefully some more ethanol production and some opportunity to use our corn that way, or biodiesel production for soybeans. We need to grow our livestock industry. Again, these things aren't fast. They don't happen overnight. I guess probably the thing that happens overnight that makes prices better is some weather problem someplace else. You know, so we saw some of that run up in prices in June because there was concerns that Brazil had a poor corn crop coming, or Argentina had a poor soybean crop coming. So we start to see that happen other places. We start to see new demand out of China or other places. Those are the kinds of things that can move a market in a few weeks. And we don't wish ill on others, but certainly, you know, if those things happen, that helps the economics here on the farm.
Well, and it is an election year. You're not up this year, of course, as you were reelected two years ago. But national, state, and local, a lot of discussions going on in various topics. What do you think beyond water quality and those low crop prices are things that you want to hear politicians talk about on both sides of the aisle going into November?
I'm a little concerned about the conversation around exports, as folks have talked about. You know, they continue to emphasize their four exports. Our two national nominees, they're for exports, but they're against some of the grain or the trade agreements that we have, whether it's TPP, which is with a dozen countries, and including countries in Asia, or whether it's even NAFTA and our agreement with Mexico and Canada. And those are important to us. Certainly in agriculture, we produce more than we can use. We need to be able to export. It makes my farmer friends very nervous when we hear some of that negative talk. I would hope that we get better explanation about how they're going to increase trade if it's not via trade agreements. If there's other strategies to do that, I think everyone's looking for that to happen. There is a concern about regulation, too, and that's hard to get your arms around. Everybody's against regulation until it comes about. But we certainly would hope that both candidates and parties would look at the regulatory environment, because it may not be a tax, but it's a tax if you have to spend money changing your operation to be able to satisfy a federal or state requirement. So regulation is, I certainly hope, something that continues to get some attention in the presidential race.
Once again, that was Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey. That concludes today's Rensselaer Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.